It's Nick Mesney here with Andy Morrison after the Nomads 3-1 victory away at Carmarthen. Andy, a fantastic result today.
Yeah, it was. You know, the pressure was on. You know, we had to come down and get a result and keep the pressure on the teams around us. And we did that today. You know, I think that probably cements us in fourth now. You know, so you're going to get that home leg in a game in the first, in the playoff. So really pleased, and a thoroughly professional performance following on from Bala and Cardiff Met. Thoroughly, you know, a performance that you would say is typical of my team.
And considering that they came to our place and beat us 1-0 earlier on in phase two, how highly do you rate that result, considering obviously they've done
well,
that to us?
I've said all along, Nick, that Carmarthen are a very, very good outfit, you know, and I just think sometimes they go under the radar a little bit. You know, they've got the monopoly in the south of Wales. If there's a decent player around, they pick him up. They pick the best players from Haverford, they pick the best players from Port Talbot. There's no Neath, Carnethley anymore. So Carmarthen have got the whole monopoly down in south, and they've put a squad together there that is exceptional. You know, and they've still got lads to come back into that, you know. And you know, I went from bottom of the league last year to getting into Europe, you know, and I think that squad that they've got is better than what I inherited last year. So, you know, I think there's you know, they're going to be pushing all the way because they're so big and strong and they're so organised, and you know, and you just need little things to fall for you, and they did today. But we did so many of the dirty stuff really, really well today, you know. And and from minute one, dominated the whole game. You know, we dominated it physically, and then we dominated it when we had the ball.
In regards to the goals, great to see some not-so-normal goal scorers getting on the score sheet in Lewis Short and Kai Edwards, and obviously Ryan opening the scoring in the first half as well.
Yeah, well, Kai, you know, I've been having a chip at Kai this week about when's he going to get me a goal, and he said, well, if you get me in the box, I'll get you a goal. I've tended to have him ringing the box because he's also very quick for the counter-attack. And strong, but you know, he said get me in the box, I get a goal, and he did. And then, you know, Ryan Wignall's kind of worked the fullback for the whole game, and then Lewis Short comes in with that, you know, exceptional pace that he's got off the mark, and he gets in, great finish, and maybe could have got another one. And you know, really pleased. It was a big pressure game, and as I said before the game, you know, it's in our hands to finish second in the league. You know, it's in our hands. We go to TNS, we got home to TNS on Tuesday night, and you know, we'll train Monday night and we'll prepare for it and we'll be ready.